Joining us now in studio is John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff. Welcome back to the cold country.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Just in time for hopefully spring. I see the sun's coming up. It gets in our eyes this time of year, which is not a bad thing.
You know, that it does bother once in a while. I know that, especially in the evening now, I've got one little tiny window in my door. And the sun comes through there at night and destroys my computer screens a little bit, so I get to put a piece of paper over it.
Some high-tech
science
behind that. Okay, all right. Well, you know, in Minnesota, we have two seasons here, winter and road construction, and that's what you're gearing up for now. We're finishing up with winter and heading into the road construction season. And the council met last night, and roads were, you know, this time of year, that's going to be a topic.
Right, and I think that, you know, Dundas is getting closer and closer to the big time because now we have road construction programs and for rebuilding old roads.
Sure.
Basically, the council last night had two public hearings for part of the two road projects that we're considering for this summer, and with the after the results of the hearings, the council decided to move ahead with the projects. Basically ordered the plans to be completed, and we are going to have a timeline for bidding process now, and the time is starting to look at when the roads will be worked on for exact time. So we expect that to be starting in June, as far as the actual construction. It'll be in the middle of the construction of County Road 1, which the county is doing, and one of the roads, Stafford Road North, is affected by the entry at County Road 1, so we'll have to have a lot of coordination with the county on that. But that project is not as big a project. As far as complicated, so all of the stores and all of the facilities along Stafford Road 1, basically from Franz and Bank to America's Mattress and the furniture store, will be accessible at all times. It'll be a little bit. People will have to be careful and watch which way to come in and what time. There will be some backups and slowdowns, but they will be totally accessible 24/7, 365.
So this is rebuilding the road. As far as the infrastructure involved, is there infrastructure work to do in that? Gutters, sewers, power?
Luckily, that was all done and is all in really good shape, so we won't be digging any holes in the road. The Stafford Road project will be basically just a mill and overlay, so that'll be really a real quick project. Again, one lane will always be open on that, so we just have to some backups in each direction, and they'll be flag controlled.
All right.
So we'll have, some slowdowns, but it will not, and it will be, we anticipate it being over really quickly as far as that project. The other project is Cannon Road, which is a similar situation. Both of these roads, well, actually, Stafford Road was acquired from the state of Minnesota. In not really good condition when the state turned back the frontage road that was built for the Highway 3 improvement project. And then Cannon Road, which is on the other side of County Road 1 by the county shop and by the dome, we will actually end up closing that road most likely totally during the process because at that time the dome will not be operating and the county shop will be able to access the shop from County Road 1. So that won't be down for very long, but we'll end up probably most likely closing that one to access.
Do we have start dates on any of the projects yet?
The start dates should be in June, okay. June, July, depending. You know, the completion dates will be this fall, but we anticipate the actual project, the actual work being over in just a few weeks.
Okay.
A couple weeks probably at the most.
All right. John McCarthy is with us, the city administrator in Dundas. Anything else on the roads before we move on?
That's about it in the roads. Just continue to work with the county on the County Road 1 project. Basically, there will be some coordination but I think the county's got that pretty much in control for the city of Dundas. We're going to be having to work with Bridgewater Township and the county on access or what happens with 115th. I think all of us are concerned about the hill at 115th that comes off of County Road 20,
mm-hmm.
Which is not a very safe way to travel. So folks that don't know that try to use that way. We're going to do everything we can to encourage folks to use the longer route.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, we understand that people are going to be able to use that. And so we're trying to take some steps to make sure it is done in a safe manner.
All right. All right. John McCarthy, once again, city administrator in Dundas. Wages were a topic last night. And what is this all encompassing as far as employees of the city of Dundas goes?
Well, basically last night the city talked about what is called non-covered employees, basically employees that are not covered by a labor agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be all of the folks except the police department right now. And it didn't include the city administrator. The city administrator has not gone through the annual evaluation yet, so they don't have the opportunity to have their wages adjusted. Me,
John didn't get a raise.
John
at least
didn't
not
get a
yet.
Raise. Not yet.
Okay. So is there a significant as far as the wages go? Is there like a scale that you go through with the employees? Is it a bargaining position?
It isn't bargaining, but mm-hmm. basically everybody right now has been there long enough that they are at the top of. At the top of the scale, so it's not adjustable, a sliding up scale. But council decided last night to give everybody a 3% raise, except for the police chief, which they made 5%.
Okay. So, all right.
Pretty simple.
All right. You know, while we have you here, I want to talk about Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service, NAFRS. They had a meeting last night where it was revealed, and we knew about this last week when we had Northfield City Administrator Ben Mardigan. The bid for the firehouse facilities upgrade, remodeling and such, didn't come through like they were hoping for. As a matter of fact, they had, 21 bids that they were seeking, something along that line, and about half of those went unbidded, and the other half there were issues with.
Yeah, there were basically 23 bid packages, and of those 11, only 11 received bids, and of the 11, six were only received one bid.
Wow, where do you go from here? I know you're not the spokesperson for NAFRS, and this is Northfield is the mm-hmm. one that will, it's their building, so they're more heavily involved. But from a standpoint of what Dundas can afford, those came in. The couple of bids were like something $300,000 over. So we're talking about already going through the contingency dollars that were anticipated and. It's going to cost a lot more money. How much does Dundas have?
There's the question that about how much money it's going to cost until mm-hmm. The decision now is to try to get a general contractor, and we have every reason. NAFRS has every reason to believe that Northfield is going to reject the bids that's being proposed for the meeting tonight and rebid on a general using a general contractor format. I think that, from Dennis's standpoint, I can't say there's no problem. There's always a problem with spending money. But from the beginning, Dundas felt that the original estimates might have been less than were prudent in the construction market and for what needed to be done. I think the mayor has been very vocal about his anticipation of the cost, and based on discussions at the Dundas Council that we've had and with the mayor, who's involved in the construction industry anyway, on a lower end, but basically as a mm-hmm. landscaper and and working in landscaping, he, you know, he's familiar with construction. The city's been budgeting for a little bit more than the anticipated cost of 2.6 million or 3 million, mm-hmm. roughly with contingencies. So we've anticipated the cost maybe more, and so we've been budgeting for that. When we do our projections out several years, we have anticipated that there will be a higher cost. So we're, you know, what it comes in with, what we can afford, is a good question. But I think the mayor did bring up at the meeting last night is that, we should be starting to talk about what happens if the bids come in higher than the current budget. And, you know, is there, what is the fallback position? Rather than wait to see if they, you know, you don't have to have a final determination, but it would be nice to know if there is any, you know, what type of wiggle room might be available from the other or from all of the entities, if there is any wiggle room, and if there isn't, then we have to figure out if, you know, then we'll probably, you know, want to, I think, try to find out what the alternative is to the process. Do we go back and redesign? Do we start all over again from scratch? Do we try? You know, so where do we go if it meets a point that any of the parties, which are the two cities and rural fire, feel that they can't support? You know, it would be good to have some idea of what that point might be. So the decisions can be made much quicker, and so we can mm-hmm. get a project, get that facility rehabilitated so it is a safe facility.
Yeah, all right. Anything else from last night's meeting or anything else going on in Dundas, John?
Well, there's always something going on in Dundas, but we
Is all of it worth talking about?
Well, this is a legitimate news program, but I was telling your news director, I've been getting a lot of calls about this incident between on the border of Dundas.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, that's a reference to a Tim McNiff spot that we had on today, which was totally fictitious, so there was no incident there. All right. John, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator.